We're visiting with Waverly boys basketball coach Tyler Williams here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, you dropped a close game to Wichita Classical on Tuesday night, 55-50. But you have played some tough games over this little stretch. West Franklin and SEC, you got a win over the Titans. But going back to Tuesday night against Classical, who was always been a good program over the last couple of years, what do you feel like went well in that game, even though you lose by 5 points?
My kids, they followed our scouting report really well. And they really paid attention to what we wanted to focus on, what kids we really wanted to guard, what kids we kind of wanted to leave open. And offensively, I think we attacked their 1-3-1 really well. We've seen that a couple times this year, and that's helped us, obviously. But, Ben Meehan had a fantastic game. We shot the ball well from two. I think we were 17-24 from two. And, just did a lot of just detail-oriented things that, kept us in the game against a team that was much taller, much more athletic. I mean, they are a very good team. They're ranked fifth right now, I think, currently in 2A. But, they are a good team. I felt like we did a good job making sure we took care of the ball, found advantages against their zone, and hit some diagonal passes that got us some easy baskets.
What was big in that game for you guys, knowing to have some confidence here coming down the home stretch of the regular season?
Well, I mean, I know our kids are tired of moral victories. We've done a good job being in these games with these higher opponents. We're a young team, but we want to see some W's. So it's going to be important for us to try to get over that hump against some of these good teams. I mean, Chase County on Friday is a good team. We know they're a good team, and getting a win might help us, get a little more confidence going in. Because, like I said, our kids are working hard. The things are there. We're doing a lot of good things, but they're frustrated, and as am I. And we just, we want to end up on top. So we tell them no more moral victories, and they agree. And so we just need to make sure we do those extra little details, like those times that we miss a layup and we're down three late in the game. If you miss a couple of layups, that's huge. I mean, it's not just one play at the end of the game. It's all the plays together that make one big thing at the end. So we need to focus on doing the little things right, and hopefully we can turn that to wins.
Probably some extra motivation tomorrow night, knowing it's your final regular season home game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a senior night for us. We have the one senior who's really good for us. And so, it'll be, kind of sad for – obviously it'll be sad for him playing his last home game. But, hopefully our kids step up and find a way to battle more for him.
What's been meant for your program over the last 4 years?
Oh, he's been special for us. I coached junior high, so I've had him since he was in eighth grade. And, he's always had to be a leader. He's always had to step up in situations. Even when he was a freshman, he started all 4 years, and he started at point guard. And he's been good at it, very good at it. He facilitates. He does a good job moving the ball around. Last year, I think he averaged 8 assists a game. This year, he's had to be a little bit more of a scorer, but he's still averaging about 5. He's just a guy who keeps us going. He's kind of the heartbeat of the team, and the kids follow him. And most kids that are a senior who've been to state a couple times, and they're the only one left really from that, and all the other players with them are freshmen and sophomores. Sometimes you see a kid with a little bit of a big league mentality, and he hasn't given that at all. He hasn't been too big for the situation. He has been a leader. He's been a friend. He's been a mentor to those kids, and that's been a big deal for us.
Visiting with Waverly boys basketball coach Tyler Williams here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, as you mentioned, you have Chase County coming up tomorrow night. It's our area game of the week on Country 101.7 FM. You conclude the regular season next week with Linden and Mission Valley. Play Linden on Tuesday and Mission Valley on Friday, and then you'll figure out the seeding for sub-state and quarterfinal game probably in 2 weeks from tonight. Correct, I believe.
You're correct.
So, as we mentioned, a big one with Chase County coming up tomorrow, and then, of course, with Linden and Mission Valley. What's big tomorrow for you guys against the Bulldogs of Chase County?
Oh, well, I know they give great man pressure, and we've seen some man, but I watch it on tape. I'm impressed with how hard they play defense. So it's just going to be able to handle that defense. Basketball, it's kind of funny. You go from a team that just plays a laid-back zone to a team that's all of a sudden in your shorts, and you just got to adjust and move on, and that's what makes basketball great. But we just got to make sure we adapt and we understand how to deal with that pressure and make sure we get out on the shooters.
Coach, appreciate the time as always. We look forward to carrying the game tomorrow night on Country 101.7 FM. Best of luck tomorrow night, and best of luck next week with Linden and Mission Valley, and we'll talk to you again in 2 more weeks.
All right, sounds good.
That is Waverly boys basketball coach Tyler Williams joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by the First National Bank of Kansas and Seward Services, LLC. On KVOE, live and local.